If you fly, you already know the feeling of standing next to an airframe and reading its story in the metal. The dents, the panel lines, the tail number that ties a machine to a moment. This week, that feeling took a strange turn. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower, and this is Atis, your aviation news check-in. Iranian state media has released images of a wreckage display, and one of the aircraft on that display is an American F-15E Strike Eagle. Today we are going to talk about what those images actually show, what has been confirmed, and what is still speculation. Here's what you need to know before we get into it. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, let's get into the lead. According to reporting from The Aviationist, Iranian state media has published photographs of recovered aircraft wreckage arranged in an exhibition. The material comes from the recent conflict between the United States and Iran, and the centerpiece of that display is the wreckage of an F-15E Strike Eagle. The aircraft carried the call sign Dude 44, and based on the imagery, analysts now say the airframe can be identified without real doubt. It is tail number 00-3000. Let me slow down on why that identification matters, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. An individual airframe is not just a type, it is a specific machine with a specific service history. When you can nail down a tail number, you can, in principle, trace where that jet was built, which units flew it, what upgrades it received, and how many hours it logged. For the people who study military aviation, confirming that this is airframe 00-3000 turns a blurry propaganda image into a data point. It anchors the loss to a real aircraft rather than a rumor. And that is the first thing I want you to hold on to today. There is a difference between a claim and a confirmation. Iran has an obvious incentive to display wreckage. State media exhibitions like this one are messaging, but the tail number is a physical fact that outside observers can check against the metal in the photos. That is why The Aviationist and others treat the identification as solid, even while treating the surrounding narrative with caution. So what is the F-15E Strike Eagle, for those of you who live in the general aviation world and do not track fighter fleets? The Strike Eagle is a two-seat, twin-engine, all-weather strike variant of the F-15. Up front, a pilot, in back, a weapon systems officer. It was designed to carry heavy loads over long distances and to fight its way in and out at low altitude in bad weather, and at night, it has been one of the workhorses of American air power for decades. It is fast, it is capable, and it is not the kind of aircraft that is casually lost, which brings me to the crew. I want to be measured here because this is where a lot of coverage gets loud, and I'm not going to do that. An F-15E has two aviators aboard. Anytime an airframe like this comes down, there are two families waiting on news. As of the information available through The Aviationist's reporting, the display concerns the wreckage of the aircraft itself. I am not going to speculate about the fate of the crew beyond what has been confirmed. And neither should you when this comes up at the airport tomorrow. If you find yourself repeating a claim about the air crew, ask yourself where that claim came from and whether anyone actually verified it. That is not me being cautious for the sake of it. That is the same discipline you use when you read an accident report. You separate what is known from what is inferred. Let me talk about the display itself, because the setting is part of the message. The wreckage has reportedly been arranged in underground chambers, and the exhibition is not limited to the Strike Eagle. According to the reporting, other remnants are on display alongside it. The choice to stage recovered enemy hardware underground, in a controlled space, and then to photograph it for release is a deliberate act of communication. Nations have done this with captured and downed equipment for as long as there has been aerial warfare. Think of the wreckage that has been paraded in past conflicts going back generations. The purpose is to project the message. We brought this down, and here is the proof. So how should you, as an aviation enthusiast, read imagery like this? Here's what I do. First, I look at what is physically verifiable, tail numbers, panel construction, the shape of a component. Those are hard facts. Second, I separate the hardware from the narrative wrapped around it. The presence of wreckage confirms a loss. It does not by itself confirm any particular story about how that loss happened. Third, I wait. Early imagery from any conflict is incomplete by nature, and the first interpretation is often revised as more analysts weigh in. This affects you if you're the kind of pilot who ends up being the aviation expert in your circle. When a story like this breaks, your non-flying friends are going to ask you what is real. Your value is not in having a hot take. Your value is in knowing how to read the evidence and how to say, clearly, here is what is confirmed and here is what is not. Now let me widen the lens because I want to connect this to the broader picture of the conflict this wreckage came from. The images stem from what has been referred to as Operation Epic Fury, part of the recent United States and Iran conflict. I'm going to stay in my lane here. This show does not do partisan politics, and I'm not going to relitigate the decisions that led to that operation. That is a debate for other programs. What I will do is talk about the aviation dimension, because that is where we can add something useful. Every modern conflict becomes, in part, an open-source intelligence event. That term, open-source intelligence, or OSINT, refers to analysis built entirely from publicly available material, satellite imagery, flight tracking data, photos posted online, state media releases like this one, a generation ago confirming the identity of a downed airframe might have taken months and required access to classified channels. Today, a released photograph can be cross-checked against public records by analysts around the world within hours. The identification of airframe 00-3000 is a product of exactly that kind of work. That is a genuine shift in how aviation events are understood, and it cuts both ways. It means propaganda is harder to fabricate cleanly because a tail number in a photo can be checked. It also means raw, unverified imagery spreads faster than the analysis that gives it context. The photo travels at the speed of a share button. The careful interpretation travels slower. So the practical takeaway, and I mean this for how you consume all aviation news, not just this story. Be the person who waits for the tail number. Be the person who asks what has been confirmed. The medal does not lie, but the caption might. Let me bring it back down to something concrete before I close. There's a reason we as pilots feel something when we look at wreckage, whether it is a warbird in a museum, or an airframe on a foreign display. We know that every airplane is a collection of decisions and hours and people. A Strike Eagle rolling off the line is the product of engineers and mechanics and aircrew who trusted their lives to that machine. When we see one broken down and staged, the correct response is not a cheer, and it is not a rant. It is a sober acknowledgement that this is what aviation looks like at the sharp edge, and a quiet respect for the aviators involved. That is how I'm reading this one. Confirmed airframe, unconfirmed narrative, two aviators whose story deserves accuracy, not amplification. Reporting for today's lead comes from The Aviationist, which did the detailed work of identifying the airframe from the released imagery. If you want to follow the analysis as it develops, that is where I would point you, and you can find our take at radiohangar.com. Read the medal, wait for the tail number, and be careful what you pass along. I'm Tower. That's your ATIS for today.